Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship. It's lovely to have you all with us. On this Sunday before Lent, we celebrate Transfiguration Sunday. We celebrate the occasion when Jesus on the mountain revealed his glory to his closest disciples as they prepared for their final journey to Jerusalem. It is a vision of the glorified Christ that we hold before us as we enter the season of Lent and head towards celebrating the events of Holy Week, the events which stand at the centre of our faith, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained a victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty.
Almighty Father, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness. From glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the second book of Kings. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them. And as they both were standing by the Jordan, then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other, until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended up in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 50. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth, from the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Our God comes and does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to him Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when he looked around, they saw no one with them any more, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen, until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My friends, as we approach the beginning of Lent, we celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord. Jesus had retreated with Peter, James, and John to pray as he prepared to visit Jerusalem for the last time. On the mountain, the full glory of God in Jesus was revealed to his closest friends. His clothes turn a dazzling white. He's seen talking with Moses and Elijah. And the disciples hear the voice of God telling them, "This is my son, listen to him." Words that echo those we heard at his baptism in the River Jordan. Here on the mountain, Jesus is revealed to his disciples as the one of whom Simeon spoke in the temple. Here on the mountain, in all his glory, is the light of the nations, the one sent by God to fill the world with the light of his love, the one to lead the world into new ways of peace. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples saw the glory of God, and they were strengthened to accompany Jesus on his final visit to Jerusalem and to witness all that would happen to him there. As the disciples faced this last visit to Jerusalem with trepidation, there will be times in each of our lives and in the life of the world when the shadow of darkness comes over us, when illness or bereavement, economic hardship or loneliness, or some other challenge will cast their dark shadow over us. At such times of uncertainty, anxiety, and fear, we, like the disciples, need to keep before us the vision of the transfigured Lord. We need to bathe ourselves in his glorious light, which shone through him on the mountain. This vision of the glorified Christ gave the disciples the strength they needed to accompany Jesus to Jerusalem. And this vision will give us the strength and reassurance that we need to face times of uncertainty and anxiety. For we live in the light of Christ. He is the one who Simeon announced as the light of all nations. We live in his light, the light of his love. He is the one who enlightens each of our lives. And so as we approach this season of Lent, as we journey through our life, let us hold before us this vision of the transfigured Christ and allow his light to shine on the dark places of our lives. Let us open ourselves to him and recognize him as the Son of God as we listen to the voice of God saying to us, "This is my Son, listen to him." For when we listen to him, everything will be transfigured before us. We will see everything in a new light as we hear the reassuring words of love and peace, which only he can give. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Andrew, our Archbishop, and Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the glory of God shine through his church to the dark places of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the glory of Jesus enlighten the nations and bring peace where there is division and conflict. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the light of God's love shine through us into the lives of all we meet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved. We pray for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. Peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose Son Jesus Christ is the light of the world, may your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. For he is alive and reigns now and for ever. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all once again for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy, and peaceful week to come. And I do hope that very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of God, gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. in the name of Christ. Amen.
Still my strength.